Jesus and Mary,
now and forever.
Today we celebrate this votive mass in honor of Jesus Christ, our eternal high priest. Our first reading comes from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 5. It says, every high priest is taken from among men. And so the Son of God, in order to be the high priest, had to become a man. And he took his flesh from the Virgin Mary, and he became our eternal high priest, the priest, the one who offers sacrifices on behalf of men. But this priest would also be the victim. So he is the priest on the cross, offering himself as the victim, as an expiation for sins. Again, as the letter to the Hebrews goes on to say, in the days when he was in the flesh that he took from the Virgin Mary, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears. And so on behalf of the entire human race, our Lord offers himself and wins our redemption. And he continues to offer himself here at the Mass through the priest. You know, all priests are priests in the one priesthood of Jesus Christ. You are priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, that mysterious king from Salem who offered gifts of bread and wine to Abraham. And so our Lord, under the appearance of bread and wine, again continues to offer himself to the Heavenly Father, interceding for all of us in at Holy Mass. And so we, being baptized, members of Christ, members of his body, there is what's called the common priesthood, that is, each and every baptized person can enter into and participate in the Mass by offering themselves with Jesus Christ, and then also partaking of the fruits of the Mass, all of the graces that our Lord has prepared for us when we receive Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.